The Iowa caucuses are just a week away, and retail politicking is well underway in the Hawkeye State. Over the next few days, the Republican presidential candidates will be crisscrossing Iowa, trying to meet and greet as many voters as they can before they caucus in Iowa's 99 counties. The meet-and-greet strategy is a switch from the campaign so far, which has been dominated by a nearly weekly series of televised debates, though at times they've seemed like political reality shows.
It's a president's most important and daunting responsibility: to protect and defend the United States of America.
There have been 16 Republican debates so far, hosted by CNN, Fox, Politico, as well as the Tea Party Express, Google, and the Heritage Foundation. Even Donald Trump tried to get into the act. He was scheduled to host a debate in Iowa tonight, but he canceled the event when he couldn't get all the candidates to show up. The debates have been noisy displays of attacks, counterattacks, political ego, and bravado. So with just a week to go before next Tuesday's first GOP caucus, here are some highlights. See if you can identify the candidates, and we bet you can. If not, we'll have the list at hereandnow.org.
Joining us on stage, the former U.S. Ambassador to China, John Huntsman, Minnesota Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, the former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich, the former President and CEO of Godfather's Pizza, Herman Cain, the former Massachusetts Governor, Mitt Romney.
Is it okay for Muslim Americans to get more intensive pat-downs or security when they go through airports than Christian Americans or Jewish Americans?
No, Blitz, that's oversimplifying it. I happen to believe that if you allow our intelligence agencies to do their job, they can come up with an approach. I'm sorry, Blitz, I meant Wolf, okay? Blitz, Wolf.
Thank you, Kane.
999 will pass, and it is not the price of a pizza, because it has been well studied and well developed. It starts with, unlike your proposals, throwing out the current tax code. Continuing to pivot off the current tax code is not going to boost this economy. This is why we developed 999. 9% corporate business flat tax, 9% personal income flat tax, and a 9% national sales tax. And it will pass, Senator, because the American people want it to pass.
And one thing I would say is, when you take the 999 plan and you turn it upside down, I think the devil's in the details.
Unlike Herman's plan, which could not pass, because how many people here are for a sales tax in New Hampshire? Raise your hand. There you go, Herman. That's how many votes you'll get in New Hampshire.
I do not believe that the people of the United States are going to take people who've been here a quarter century, who have children and grandchildren, who are members of the community, who may have done something 25 years ago, separate them from their families and expel them.
I spent my life, my career in the private sector. I understand, by the way, from my successes and failures, what it's going to take to put Americans back to work with high-paying jobs. I can debate President Obama based upon that understanding, and I'll have credibility on the economy when he doesn't. My successes include some businesses that were successful, like Staples and Bright Horizons Children's Centers and a steel mill in the middle of Indiana, some things I learned from, and by the way, some failures. I remember when the founders of JetBlue came to me and said, invest in us. I said, well, that'll never work.
I think the Patriot Act is unpatriotic because it undermines our liberty. I'm concerned, as everybody is, about the terrorist attack. Timothy McVeigh was a vicious terrorist. He was arrested. I have a personal belief that you never have to give up liberty for security. You can still provide security without sacrificing our Bill of Rights.
Do you want to respond, Mr. Speaker?
Yeah. Timothy McVeigh succeeded. That's the whole point.
Governor Perry, a question about Texas. Your state has executed 234 death row inmates, more than any other governor in modern times. Have you struggled to sleep at night with the idea that any one of those might have been innocent?
No, sir, I've never struggled with that at all. The state of Texas...
I promise to repeal every single Obamacare regulation, every single Obama regulation that cost businesses over $100 million. I can repeal it. I can't repeal laws.
Well, you know, fortunately for the Republican Party this year, probably anybody up here could probably beat Obama. So the challenge isn't all that great on how we're going to beat Obama. I think he's beating himself. I think really the question is what do we have to offer?
I'm just saying, you were for individual mandates, my friend.
You know what? You've raised that before, Rick, and you're simply wrong.
It was true then.
No.
It's true now.
Rick, I'll tell you what. $10,000? $10,000 bet?
I'm not in the betting business, show you the...
I'll show you
the book.
I've got the book.
And we'll show
I wrote the book, and I have it in Chapter 7.
Somebody ought to have the courage to tell the truth. These people are terrorists. They teach terrorism in their schools. They have textbooks that say if there are 13 Jews and 9 Jews are killed, how many Jews are left? We pay for those textbooks through our aid money. It's fundamentally time for somebody to have the guts to stand up and say, enough lying about the Middle East.
We haven't done a very good job defining and articulating what the end point is in Afghanistan. I think the American people are getting very tired about where we find ourselves today.
Let me respond. Are you suggesting, Governor, that we just take all our troops out next week? Or what's your proposal?
Did you hear what I just said? Yeah, I said we should draw down from 100,000. We don't need 100,000 troops. We don't need 100,000 troops in it. Many of whom can't even cross the wire.
You know what I really fear about what's happening here? It's another Iraq coming. There's war propaganda going on, and we're arguing...
And with all due respect to Ron Paul, I think I have never heard a more dangerous answer for American security than the one that we just heard from Ron Paul. And I'll tell you the reason
It's
why.
Three agencies of government when I get there that are gone. Commerce, education... And the, what's the third one there? Let's see.
You need five.
Oh, five. Okay. So commerce, education, and
EPA?
EPA. There you go. No, okay.
The easiest answer is that's just not true. What she just said is factually not true.
Yes, sure. Congresswoman?
Well, after the debate that we had last week, PolitiFact came out and said that everything that I said was true. And the evidence is that Speaker Gingrich took $1.6 million.
There are a lot of folks that said Tim Tebow wasn't going to be a very good NFL quarterback. There are people that stood up and said, well, he doesn't have the right throwing mechanisms, or he doesn't, you know, he's not playing the game right. And, you know, he won 2 national championships, and that looked pretty good. We were the national champions in job creation back in Texas. And so, but am I ready for the next level? Let me tell you, I hope I am the Tim Tebow of the Iowa caucuses.